Come back into regular session from recess.
Okay.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Good morning.
Yes. I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now back into public session. And it's now time for a 10:30 advertised public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you. As you indicated, Mr. President, this is time and place for the Route 54 expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District public hearing. At the beginning of, there will be a short presentation by Mr. John Ashman of the Sussex County Engineering Department. After that presentation, the council may ask questions. After those questions are answered, we will then open the matter for public hearing, where members of the public may come forward and speak in regards to this issue. If you decide to come forward, please come to the podium, give us your name and address. There is a form up there to sign to put your name and address, and then explain your position to council. Mr. Ashman.
Good morning. I was here before on January 6th to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, known as the Route 54 expansion. Since that time, the area has been posted, and we've received several phone calls on questions in the area. I'll review some of those with you. One of those was a question on development rights and front foot assessment. That was for these two big, large parcels here. The owner believes the development rights have been sold off those parcels and was questioning what he would be charged for a front foot fee, just because they do have quite a bit of front foot. I explained to him that there was a cap as long as there were a house on the parcels. He stated that there were homes on both parcels, so they would be capped at the 100 front foot, and he seemed to be fine with that. Another inquiry was how far we would be extending sewer up New Road, which is this road. The inquiry was from the owner of this parcel, which also owns the parcel on the corner. When we get into design, we will see how far we can extend back that road. We will make sure there's service to the parcel, just not sure how far back the parcel we can get or how far we can go with the money that we have. The also had a inquiry from Mr., and I will try not to butcher the name, Iaketo, which owns the shopping plaza right here on the corner in Williamsville. And his question was to why he was not included, as he had signed the petition that we received. And our concern is our drainage basin splits right about on that turn, and it goes the other direction. And we're not sure that we have enough depth to get that far. And we had about 8 parcels along here that did not sign the petition, and we did not want to include 8 people and not be able to serve them. We could look at the service to them when we do our design and get back and do another expansion in the future if we have enough depth. We also received a call from Mr. Walter Johnson, who lives down on Sand Cove Road right here against the Americana Bayside property. Again, our question is, this property here, I believe, is one big pond. So that's a lot of road frontage to cover with no users. But we looked and we possibly can do something with a connection into Americana Bayside in about this area. It may be they either got a pump one way or the other, and I believe the owner of this parcel or this parcel is here today, so we may hear some input from them. But at this point in time, they're not in our proposed boundary, but if council chooses to, we could include sort of what we call this donut hole in the parcel or in the project.
What are they using now? Wells, independent well? No.
I believe these are all septics.
Septics
or cesspools, I think, but I'm not sure which ones are which.
Okay.
I also received an email late last night and a call this morning from Jeanette Griffin, who is this parcel along here, and she strongly supports the expansion.
And it's all going to South Coastal?
All going to South Coastal.
And how about the limited South Coastal?
I think we're good there, aren't we?
Where are we?
We have a design capacity of 9 million gallons per day, and last summer we only got up to about 6 on the peak days.
That's great.
For the record, that was Mr. Izzo speaking.
Too much. To define the boundaries a little bit here, the proposed area includes parcels along 54 Lighthouse Road, primarily from Zion Church Road, which is about out here where you go into Americana Bayside, to Williamsville Road, which is right along here. We've received a petition from 17 landowners, some of those landowners owning multiple parcels in the proposed expansion area, and several additional emails and letters from some other parcels. And as I stated, Mr. Iketa had given us one for the shopping plaza out here, and we received another one out here from Mr. Carol Brazier, and we really do not think we can get that far with this expansion to try to get full. The project will install the main trunk line sewer in Route 54 to serve the parcels on both sides of the road. It will also provide stubs off of each intersection to see, and we will then review how far we can get on those routes with sewer capacity in each direction. This is a 15-inch gravity going into an 18-inch gravity, which connects into an existing line here in front of what was the Americana Bayside commercial, which is like CVS now, which flows to our pump station 30, which was just redone. This slide is sort of general user rate information. It explains the assessment charge and when billing begins. And we've coordinated with DENREC and their SRF program to secure grant monies for the proposed expansion. This was sort of an effort to make the project more affordable with the low amount of users in the area. And the proposed grant will allow us to include connection fees for those homes existing within the proposed expansion as of today, February 10th, 2015.
Say that again. The $5,500.
I did not give a rate yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said something about who pays the connection fees?
Currently, the grant that we have in place now, the existing homes that are in our proposed expansion, we will be including the connection fees for those existing homes. So they won't have the $5,500.
So it's no cost to the user.
That's what I'm wondering.
Technically, no out-front cost except for the plumber, and then when they get into their annual fees.
Well, that's great.
And where's the grant coming from?
SRF, DENREC's SRF program. Okay. Right.
Right. Great.
Okay, these are our rates as we're proposing today. Our current annual service charge is $278, and our front foot assessment is $7.06 per front foot. Which means for an annual fee of a home with a 50-foot lot would be an annual fee of $647. 75 would be $823.50, and for a 100-front-foot would be about $1,000 a year.
And they're all the same usage, right?
The same usage, I assume.
Well, it looks like it's different usage, but it's not.
There is a one-time permit fee of $100, and the system connection charge for existing homes would be zero. Homes built after today would be $5,500 per our current rates. The plumbing costs we estimate between $1,000 and $1,500.
Who chooses a plumber?
Who chooses a plumber? Homeowner.
What?
Homeowner chooses a...
Individual choice.
And if I may ask one other quick question, if I may, sir. And sure. Is there a differential in price as it relates to residential versus commercial?
It's based on their EDUs. The commercials will be assessed. Somebody will go out, find out the fixture units, what their usage is, and adjust their EDUs based on that.
Okay. But it's apples to apples, though, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. Meaning if it's the same EDUs for the home as it is for businesses, are they paying the exact same price,
no,
or is it different?
It's
per
EDU.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's per EDU.
It is.
You know, a restaurant may be 14 EDUs where a house is one EDU, but they'll pay per EDU.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you.
That makes sense. And this slide's just for some comparison for some recent expansions that we've done. Over here on the right is the expansion we're proposing today, which is, as I said, $0 for the connection fee or $5,500 for homes built after today, the $7.06 per front foot, and annual service charge of $278. And we were just in recently with Angola, which is a $4,100 system connection fee, but a $9 per front foot and the same annual service charge. And the Route 26 expansion, which is underway now, is a system connection charge of $38.18 with a $5.18 per front foot and $278. And where you start seeing a lot of this is the amount of users in the area paying for that pipe. The less users, the price per front foot seems to be increasing.
That's helping determine the front foot charge?
Yes.
That's what you're saying. Huh. And if more users would come on, it really wouldn't make much difference, except for maybe the new ones would pay.
Where the new ones would pay the $5,500 impact fee.
But the front foot charge doesn't change.
Stays the same.
Angola remains at 9, is that right? Even if more people come in and...
We look at it every year when we do the budget process. So if more users come on, that would pay that.
Yeah.
The debt's still the same annually, right. So we'll spread it out as we can.
Is there any benefit if you bring more people in? I've kind of got the impression.
It would be
that.
From a cost standpoint, but if you start bringing more users on, you might have to put more pipe in and
okay,
the cost
so it's
goes
cost.
Up.
So there's a cost. Gotcha. Right. Gotcha.
Basically, it's paying back the amount of construction that we need to do. Okay, this is not my forte. Dan Parsons was unable to be here today due to his children's school being closed. But as a part of the expansion work, we must review the areas for archaeological and historical background. This map and the one following indicate known historical and cultural resources in the project area and the sites that existed in the area in 1868. Dan has evaluated the historic structures, two of which no longer stand, and several are deteriorated and no longer eligible for the National Register. Therefore, no historical properties will be impacted. However, we will be evaluating the area to avoid impacting any archaeological resources as we progress. Dan usually gives a lot more history, and I don't have all that.
You should bring a new map.
This slide depicts our proposed schedule for the project. We're here today having our public hearing in front of Sussex County, which will hopefully a vote to adopt or not adopt the final boundary. March 2015, we will hopefully have our facilities plan and environmental assessment complete for our funding. And in March 2015, we will begin our design. Hoping to go for advertising bid October of 2015 and begin construction by January of 2016. With approximately a 10-month construction period, which would put our system operational in October of 2016. However, I warn that construction may be impacted by our ability to obtain lane closures from DelDOT on Route 54. And this slide is some contacts for the area, the planning techs, the permit techs, any billing questions, and any grant assistance questions for the project. And that concludes my portion of the presentation.
Okay. Are there any other questions from council?
I do. I guess we can do it now or we can do it after. Perhaps we'll do both. But I do know I have received some calls and some correspondence as it relates to the expansion down to the business, Williamsville. Yep. And I'd like to see perhaps how it would be feasible to do that. I mean, obviously, we want to be pro-business and help our businesses to be more cost-effective. Can we look at ways? I mean, obviously, this is eventually, someday, some year, we will get public sewer out there, correct?
Correct.
This is not a forever thing, whereas they will not.
Correct.
So therefore, is it feasible to look at that expansion now? I mean, versus waiting 5 or 10 years.
I believe we can look at it while we're working our design. Our concern was I need to bring in these parcels along this road in order to get contiguous to this property, or bring in all these parcels along the north side of the road to get this parcel contiguous to our district. It must touch this boundary. There must be a solid connection between this boundary and the parcels we're including. Council can, at this, today, decide that they want to look at bringing in these additional parcels, and they can direct us to do so to get a contiguous path to that parcel. The same way for the donut hole down in this direction, they can instruct us to include that in the boundary today if they so wish.
Isn't that very expensive? Do it by doing it with bits and pieces like that.
If you include it today, we can look at it in our design. you know, we could come in as quick as, you know, as soon as we get the design figured out and include this in, or ask for another expansion to include this if we know we can serve it, or we can do it today. I mean, it's...
But that doesn't guarantee that they're going to get service.
Does not guarantee that they're going to get service. If this pipe runs out of depth, you know, right at this house, they could possibly pump to us, but that incurs another cost to the landowner. If they wait and we end up with the flow going the other way or put a pump station out in that area, it could be a different cost.
Any other questions? Hearing no other questions, this is time and place for the public to comment. Is there anyone here today that would like to comment on this matter? And I see one hand going up, the second hand. Ma'am, do you want to go?
You need to come up front, please. Is there a sign-up sheet up there, Roger?
Yes, there is.
Okay, yeah. If you would come up and then sign your name and address on the sign-up sheet. And
whoever then wants to speak next, just be ready to come down and speak. Okay, if you will now give us your name and address, and you can make your comments.
Okay, my name is Anita Adkins, Mrs. Harold Adkins. I'm at 35051 Lighthouse Road. I've been there since 1958, and as you can tell, I'm hoping to be there some longer, and I'm hoping to enjoy sewerage. I hope I live long enough to. I'm afraid sometimes that I might not. In 08, the county ran a speed line, for want of whatever I should be calling it. I'll call it a speed line.
A transmission line.
From?
Force main.
From Bayview Estates, which is down from us and partly in Delaware and partly in Maryland. My husband saw it and got all excited. He thought, oh, I won't have to dig up that blankety-blank cesspool again, you know. So he rushed into the house and called the county and spoke to whomever, and they said, oh, you can't do that. You can't hook onto that. That's speed. But he was told, you're up for 010. So we thought, oh, good. They're going to put sewers through here for us in 010, so we're going to be fine for our old age. Well, my husband didn't make it. And I had to deal with digging that thing up and getting Mr. Street there to pump it out this past month, and gave my grandson what he called, my mom, I will remember this experience for the rest of my life. And I thought, so you will, and so will I. And I have been bugging people, especially poor Mr. Ashman here, for as long as I have been able to, probably ever since I retired, to get this thing done. We have been feeling like stepchildren for much too long. We've looked at the development across the road from us. We've looked at development down, Bayside and other. And here we sit.
Mm-hmm. And you were there before they were.
We were there. Yeah, I've been there before anybody. And so I'm here to say thank you for finally getting around to it. And please hurry. I just don't have that much more time. Let's get this thing done. My neighbors are eager to have it. We pay our taxes. I don't think any of us is ever late for our taxes. My next door neighbor had planned to come with me today, but at the last minute, she had an attack of sciatica pain, and she had to cancel. But she said, please tell them that I am, quote, for it. We're all for it, folks. We need it. We deserve it. Please get on the stick and get it done. Do you have any questions for me?
Where do you live on that map?
Right in there.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Right there.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, good. I have the, yeah, good.
And you see the charges, and you don't have any problem with the estimated $7 and per front foot?
Not.
Because you probably have 100 feet at least.
Not.
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like a home with 100 feet could be $1,000 a year.
I'll live with that.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
I would have lived with that 30, 40 years ago.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
My name is Denise Adkins Hearn, and I really have nothing to say in addition to what my mother has expressed to you all, other than to say that we, my sister and I, certainly have interest in Mom's property and are, you know, certainly glad that this is finally going to happen. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today.
I think I saw a gentleman over here. Yes, sir.
I think there's three more.
Okay. My name is the aforementioned Walter Johnson. I live at 36079 Sand Cove Road, right where the red dot is. I just want to reiterate what Mr. Ashman said. I was in contact with him. He was very pleased. He got a hold of me right away, gave some options of what he could and couldn't do. I just want to go back to the redheaded stepchild statement. My wife and I, we moved into the property on 1988. My neighbor, which... property used to be owned by Roger Mann, and he's recently passed away. Across the road in that bubble, you'll see Keith Nauman, and he's really the redhead stepchild because you see the district goes right around him. Now, neither one of us have been surveyed, asked, phone called, petitioned, anything to see if we wanted to be in the district. There's nothing wrong with my current septic system. Okay, there's nothing wrong with their current systems, but it would affect our long-term viability of our system and also our property values. Mm-hmm. And when Bayside expanded, again, right beside us, if you'll notice on the map right beside me, that's where the water treatment plant is, their offices, their dumpsters. Okay, that is in the sewer zone. We're not. Across the road, that they have just basically started construction there. We were not notified when that project went out to say, hey, do you want to join the septic system? So, like I said, again, we feel like we've been ignored in the process. We'd like to join for, again, I'm a few years younger than Ms. Atkins, but, you know, we're looking toward our old age also, that unless something happens, we intend to die there. So we don't want to be calling the septic system to be pumped out and worried about long-term problems, because we all know that with a septic system, they have a shelf life. Mm-hmm. And we want that all that taken care of before we're in our 60s and 70s and we have to worry about...
You're calling that old age?
Well, it's older age. I don't know if I'm going to be able to operate a shovel or...
It is all relative, Councilman Cole. It's all relative.
Well, you said you're looking forward to old age. I don't know anybody who's looking forward to it.
Yes, and the way the current economy is, my Social Security check might not be enough to pay for it. So, again, my name is Walter Johnson. 36079 Sand Cove Road, and we'd like to be included in the project.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson, thank you.
There was someone else.
Steve has a question, I think.
Okay. Mr. Ashman talked about why they didn't go to that area, and I'm trying to remember what's the reason why he didn't go down to Sand Cove Road.
Why
didn't
you ask
a good reason,
they
want
to join the district?
What we did was we got the petition from a lot of parcels along the road. We figured the main thing was to get this trunk line in the road.
Right.
down this way. Going off on these edges, the reason they weren't included in Bayview Estates, everything in Bayview Estates goes to a pump station over here, which does not have capacity for them.
Okay.
So we didn't even address them coming to Bayview Estates. As far as this thing's about half working.
What is that between the yellow and?
This will most likely come this way. This large parcel is a big.
Is that where
I think
he
that's
lives?
All a big stormwater He's, pond.
Oh no,
Mr. Johnson lives.
He
right
lives
here.
On the other side of Sand Cove.
He lives right here. He lives on we'll call
oh,
it the
okay,
east side.
Okay. All right.
Hadn't heard anything from them. They weren't on the petition, and our main focus was to try to work this trunk line, and then we can kind of go off on the spurs down the roads as we need to expand.
Okay,
but we can get them in this district, or
we could, they will eventually come to this district, be it today or in the future. They will come to the Fenwick Island Sewer District. It's just a matter of whether their connection would be here or out on Sand Cove Road.
Okay.
So we could add them today.
You could add them today if you so choose.
Do that.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Yes,
sorry,
sir.
Good morning. I'm Dino Iachetta.
Morning.
How are you? I own the my office and the shopping center right on the corner of Williamsville, including the parcel right next door of that little triangle. Just to reiterate what everyone was talking about, I would surely love to be included in this expansion. We're in great need of that. You know, the shopping center is fully occupied. We have businesses in there. There's 11 businesses, including my business. And, you know, we also have a hair salon, physical therapy. We have a restaurant there. So if at all possible, you know, if they can look into doing it now versus later on, it's a great need.
Mr. President, may I ask a question?
Certainly.
Mr. Iachetta, you have 11 business owners in your shopping center, correct?
Including myself, yeah.
And I've heard the restaurant, the new one, is very good, by the way.
Oh,
I look
you.
Forward to getting over there and partaking. But you own the building, so therefore you handle the septic, correct?
Yes.
Can you share a little bit about the expense of what that is currently?
Well besides maintenance, I'd say to give you an annual fee on that, it's probably around $4,000 to $5,000 currently right now.
Okay.
But now with the growing businesses and this restaurant, it's very successful. It's going to have to be done a lot more often.
Right.
So.
You're talking about pumping out?
Yes.
The $4,000 to $5,000?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, that's everything with the maintenance involved with the septic
okay,
system.
I understand.
But now, like I said, with the restaurant in there, which is very successful right now, I can see it being a lot more often.
Sure.
Because I don't want to take a chance.
Oh.
So you see this as adding value to your property as well as to your consumers, your clients, your businesses, and you see this nothing but positive.
Absolutely, but the biggest thing is just the, you know, as far as the septic issue and the sewer and the waste, you know, it's a great need.
I'm curious about if the septic does fail, wondering what position Denrec would take at that point. Have to dig a new one or what, you know, I don't know Denrec in and out, but I'm just kind of, we have septics as well.
It depends.
Wondering, you know, what happens about replacing them, what Denrec's going to do, because sewer is right near him. I'm wondering.
And also the fact that, you know, Mr. Brazier right down the road, the pest control, you know, they're a very busy business and with a lot of employees and customers, and I'm sure they're in great need for it as well.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And the septic's in good shape, hopefully.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for
sir.
Sharing, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate you for being here.
Is there anyone else, ma'am?
Madam Mayor.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Many of you know me in other capacities, but I also own property.
Could we have
I guess I should have said my name.
Yes, please.
And I'm going to make it long because of the way it's recorded. My name is Audrey Clark Prettyman Serio. And I, at this point, do not occupy a home there, but I hate to admit that I've been, my family or my mother was there since 1945. My grandparents before that, so to even guess how long my family has owned property is a little mind-boggling.
I also have four children, four daughters. My mother, when she passed away, left me the property, lifetime right, and then to my children. So I am not only speaking for myself and asking you to consider this district, but also for my four daughters as well. We've been in need of this for a long time. I have had engineers go out to assess my property, and you know, it was just made no sense to even try to put a new home or anything out there at this point until we do have sewer. So I am speaking in favor of this, and thank you for your attention.
Mrs. Syria, where is your property on?
Oh, don't ask me. See, I don't know the house number.
Okay.
So you're going to embarrass
me. Well, no, no. But it's
it
out
is,
there.
It's where's Anita? She is quiet.
Are you sure you're in this district?
There is a house between my property and
How many acres is it?
It's three something.
Well, it's in, they're probably looking at something like that size.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And ma'am, could you give us your address too, please?
Oh, my home address?
Yes.
Thank you. 907 South Schultz Road, Fenwick Island, Delaware.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
is
Madam
Is there
Mayor.
Anyone else? I Don't see someone coming there. Forward.
Go ahead. You can talk. I'll write.
Good morning. Tim Bowden, 36073 Sand Cove Road, Walters. Yes. And mine's a part of that little pond there, too. Well, I say little pond, and I have a little pond in the back. And like Keith, Walter, and I mean, it just doesn't make any sense not to tie them in. We're there. Mm-hmm. But I'm all for it, and whatever we have to do to the impact, I don't have a problem with. $1,000, if we had to replace our septics, would be, we could string that over 20 years for what it would cost to replace them.
Mm-hmm. You can?
Easy. It's $20,000 to
right.
replace
it
by the time
it
we take it up.
I know.
So
very
you know,
expensive. Yeah.
For that and a one-time thing,
right.
it's ahead of the game to do it.
Absolutely.
And property value goes up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being here, sir.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak today? Is there anyone else here that would like to speak? Going twice. Anyone else? Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And I believe Mr. Ashman indicated that he does have a resolution, and the council may want to consider if there's an amendment to that to include the other areas that were discussed.
We will close the public hearing.
Good job, Chairman. Let's see if we can
Mr.
ask some follow-up questions.
I think we want to address how we can include those yeah. on Sand Cove Road that were not invited, I guess.
And I would also add to that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, President. I just would also make sure that we add in this the possibilities of including the business there on Wimsville.
Sure.
Yeah, they will look at it.
Mm-hmm. I guess that you would, this is a question, is that you would look at that engineering-wise, and if it could be done, then you would come back to us to add that to the district, or yes. put the district now.
Right, just adding it, it's not gonna, is sometimes not the answer. It's going
right.
to take years, right, before sewer.
You have to remember when we set up our sewer projects, we try to make them cost effective for the users. So we're trying to extend it as far as we can with a gravity line in this case to meet that $1,000 a year price tag. The only concern that John has raised is we haven't done enough work yet to say, can we extend that gravity line all the way up to the shopping center, or are we going to have to build a pumping station, mm-hmm. and that potentially could skew the price a little bit.
Sure.
So we wanted to be careful about that. I believe we could pick up the three properties on Sand Cove Road.
We have options there. We have two options there, so I think we're fine.
Like which particular price gets skewed, like you say? Because
well, if just
a
pumping station
for everybody, or
right now, I think the total capital cost of this project is like $1.2 million.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I add in a pumping station,
right.
I'm adding another $500,000 to $700,000 to the project, and that's again, we are just trying to make it affordable for the
right.
number of users.
That gets spread over all the users.
So we got to spread it over all the users.
That makes their rates go up, possibly.
Correct. So what you could do, you could take an action now and include the properties further up Lighthouse Road, include the shopping center, but give us the wherewithal if during design, if we can't get it via gravity or the cost of adding the pumping station precludes us from meeting the $1,000 price tag, maybe we don't physically serve them as part of the design. That would be one way to approach it. But at least it would give us the option of looking at them. Mm-hmm. The other option is what John alluded to, is that we would come, as we get in design, we see whether we could serve them and then come back and add them in later. My only concern is, would we lose the benefit of the grant funding if we had to do a second expansion, where we might be able to, by including them now, we might realize some benefits of getting additional grant funding perhaps, or low interest rate, so there might be some more benefit by including them now than adding them later.
Sure. That's correct. SRF is working with us to keep the rate at 1,000, so what we can try to do to keep it in, they're willing to work with us.
So Mr. Izzo, you were referring to a way that the motion, the resolution could be phrased, is that it be allowed to expand to the areas that we discussed. One was the commercial area and one was the other. But to give your department the discretion to, as part of your design, to, if it's not gravity,
right,
to then not proceed.
About not cost effective would be, yes, a better term. Now, here's the flip side. You have some people that would now be included that were never really notified of the project. We didn't mail a letter out to any of those strip lots between, you know, the yellow corner and where the shopping center is. So you just got to keep that in the back of your mind as well, as you may also get phone calls from them next week now that they're included, saying, hey, I didn't ask to be included. So just keep that in the back of your mind.
Well, they're not compelled to hook up, are they?
Excuse
me? Compelled to hook up?
If we run the line up and pick up, yeah,
yes,
they got to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we provide a connection, they have.
And we're talking at $1,000 now for 100 front foot, and it could be more if we ended up going. If you go further down towards Braziers, and we turn that, go off the map here, towards that next intersection, I forget the name of that road, but where Braziers is.
Braziers is out this.
He's out of ways.
Out this way farther.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's out up in there a little bit, right. So if we continue, because there is a number of properties there, and some of them are kind of commercial little mom-and-pop type operations. If we try to look at that as the stopping point and then maybe notify them, but I'm wondering, should we, is there time of the essence on this? I mean, can we defer and notify these people?
We have to make the decision either today or next Tuesday because of state law, the way John posted.
We can
make a decision next Tuesday, is that correct?
I believe that we have time to go to next Tuesday.
So is that give you time to notify as many as you can along from, say, where the on the white part?
No, notify them and getting responses sometimes.
A week. It's going
to,
it's off.
And I guess I'm going to need direction. Do you want me to come across this south side and then get to there, or do you want to come across the north side to get to theirs?
Well, yeah, they're not on the north. Yeah,
I mean, I can come up, I can include this road section, and I can include these parcels on, I'll call it the south side, and then
well, the McGee's, the strawberry farm, they do not want to be in.
That's correct.
Right.
From what
they would be ag exempt.
And they're ag exempt anyway, so that's not important, except that it's going to cost, somebody's going to pay for that line to go by there.
Pick up, well, I mean, yes, correct.
How many homes is there roughly down here? 20 homes?
Not that many.
Probably need four on the south side to get to the business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many?
We probably need these four parcels at least to get to this business.
And we hope they will.
That'd be about 45,000. In other words, we don't have a user's fee. We just charge. We give it all together. In other words, it's like another pumping station. That's almost like another business in a sense.
If we can get there by gravity, no. Uh-huh. I mean, our preliminaries show this break point right at the shopping center where it goes either to Fenwick or it goes this way into a.
We ought to just maybe make a line at the at the line road there at that bend, which you, if you got that far, you'd pick up the shopping center, and.
We can do that.
Why don't you make? Why don't you, the staff, go make a recommendation? Come back next week on how to service it instead of us shooting from the hip here.
I agree.
Next Tuesday we look at something and then you figure out something maybe.
And we can try to touch base with these landowners and try to get a response back in the meantime.
Get a feel, so
At least get a feel. We know who owns this parcel, and I think he owns one of these, but I'm not positive on that.
Yeah, I would be very concerned and want to make sure that anyone whose property is impacted has notice, you know, because they've really not had notice for the public hearing we're affecting their property.
So with that being said, if we decide to include them and they've not had the opportunity to have an open forum and we've just closed it, correct? So is there a way to reopen it?
Yes, Mr. Moore, what do we do? Yeah, what do we do with that? Or should we have left it open?
Adequate notice.
Well, the public hearing was advertised for today. Everybody was given an opportunity to speak, and you know, I felt that we needed to close today so we could have the further discussion.
Right.
And to be honest with you, if you decide to keep it open, part of the problem is the funding, and that ends next week. They have to have a decision. If we were going to have another public hearing, I'm not sure the notice requirements, meet the notice requirements to have it next week anyway. Yeah. So that would create a problem, I believe. So let's wait to see what kind of recommendation we can get
next week from the
engineering department so we can take a look at this.
I don't think there's a question up here that we certainly are going to approve a district.
Yes.
It's just what's going to be in the district.
If we can add a little bit more, that's the question.
Yeah.
We'll report back next week.
And before you guys leave, can I ask one more
question?
I missed maybe the front end of it. There's a trunk line is the most important thing. Who will pay to run it? Like the shopping center needs sewer, and this gets approved, and there's going to be an expectation they would get it. The only way they would get it is if we ran a trunk line that the length all the way out to that point.
That's correct.
Now then, is that the plan on this, to run a trunk line in the county? Where does the funding come for the trunk line up front before we got any people hooking in?
That's what this is paying for, is that line out 54.
The proposed cost today
will pay for that, the 18-inch gravity and the 15-inch gravity out Lighthouse Road.
Okay, what would be the expectations if this got approved today for they say the shopping center all the way out there at Line Road was a part of it? What is the expectation for sewer service in that area?
Yeah, if we say we approved the boundary as it exists and we stopped the pipeline at Williamsville Road
and we built it.
Okay.
There would be one option would be that the shopping center itself could pay to extend the line from Williamsville Road
out to the shopping center.
Right.
Then they would get a benefit on their ultimate rate.
The other option is that we could do a second district expansion, somewhat smaller, and again come back and put in like a second phase construction to
extend
the
line. With a pump station if needed and all that stuff, right?
That's right.
And those people then pay for it. Because right now, what we see there, there's not a additional pump station needed. Right.
And that's what we were trying to do.
I got you.
We just don't have a survey in our pocket.
Sand Cove Road can go into Americana Bayside.
Sea Country Estates.
Right. In other words, they should be able to get hooked up fairly fast in the scheme of things.
I have to check. Walking in here today, I can't remember. I don't know that Azalea Avenue is under construction yet. So the physical point is there.
I have to do a little.
We got to wait for the developer. You got to wait.
We
have to.
Tuesday,
okay. How
that.
Much? How much do we have to wait on the developers? You know, along that road for the sewer to move along. You know, in other places, we always waited for this piece to get developed before the next guy could get it and the next guy get it. Is it?
We were waiting, and Mrs. Adkins, you know, referenced, you know, 2010. We frankly did anticipate some development to occur along Lighthouse Road and would extend the line, and then we would allow, you know, to connect the other folks as well. That's one reason why we got delayed. But that's never happened. And we see nobody on the horizon that's going to build the infrastructure on Lighthouse Road. That's why we jumped for. Well, they petitioned us with 17 or so petitions, and we reacted to that. But we frankly thought there would be some development that would extend the line for the behalf of the existing residents. It just didn't work out that way.
We know there are proposed developments out there, and we've touched base with them, but they were
until the economy, something happens with that economy.
They were not ready to install infrastructure.
But they're not there, so we're looking at possibly costing more to get that small piece done later.
Probably. And we may be able to, by including it in this project, there might be some expansion of the grant funding or the low-interest loan that would help keep the price at $1,000,
be great,
you know, a year.
All right, we'll come back. I guess I'm done. Just next week, and maybe we'll be able to...
We'll come back with a proposal and any responses we can get from those proposals.
Sure. I guess what you have to do is actually call those people. I mean, I don't think you've got time to mail them something, get something back in the mail in 7 days, obviously. So
we'll try any way we can to get hold of them.
Yeah. We'll try both.
And then we'll come back next Tuesday. You'll bring us what you found. If we can, we can. But
Mr. President, one other quick comment, and that is, Mr. Izzo, if I may, and that is, as you guys do this analysis and come back next week Tuesday, number one, the feasibility of it, but also, you know, provide us, if you can, with the pricing option, you know, as it relates to the options that exist. You mentioned two of them just now, and I would think that, you know, the folks that would be benefiting from the additional expansion would probably agree that we ought to try to look at it as most cost-effective as we possibly can.
Right. We want to meet that $1,000 figure as a maximum.
If you go beyond the $1,000 figure, since we had a public hearing and we discussed the $1,000 figure,
right,
I don't believe that we can change from that. If it's anything else, I think that that would require us to have another public hearing.
Separate hearing.
That's
and you
correct.
Might very well lose the money you've got now
to do that. Complicate things.
Sure. Okay. All right.
All right.
Next week, we just address, since the public hearing's closed, we just address the additional information that you've requested from us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And I guess for the comfort of the people that are here today, that they don't need to
come back. I don't think anybody up here that questions that there's need to be sewer out there.
So existing boundary looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
It's just a matter of whether we expand upon it.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Right.
And it
so
will
they
not,
are always
it
welcome
not,
to come back if
yes,
you
Yes, and
you
it will
like.
Not be a public hearing next week.
Hopefully it won't be icy next week.
Yes.
But you could actually sit home and watch it on your little computers.
Internet, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Chip here will tell you how to do it.
Thank you very much.
So well, thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
A motion to defer.
Yes.
Motion to defer.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to defer action
until next week. Right.
Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Aye, yes, motion carried. Thank you very much, sir. And thank all of you that came today and showed up. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Route 54 Corridor.
And we'll entertain a motion now to adjourn.
You got it.
Excuse me. Isn't it to recess
no,
to
sir.
The...
Oh,
recess.
It says adjourn. Okay. What is it?
You got it. You got your adjourn.
We're going to adjourn.
Not official business.
Okay.
Not official business.
Okay.
There motion you go. To adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Mr. Arlett, second. Mr. Wilson, any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I mean, that's motion carried. We're now adjourned.